Hello, listeners. This is the Creators Council Show, developed by Kevin Touch. I am Maria, one of the several co-hosts that KT has asked to help him out on this show. The goal of this particular show is to make the Anchor.fm platform a little more manageable for the users on the platform. Whether you are a listener or a creator, hopefully the content here on this show will help you out. If you are listening to this show from outside the Anchor platform or app, it's okay too. You are welcome to figure out what's going on here, and you are welcome to join the party if you like. It is a great place to be. Things are constantly changing, so this show will never run out of content. I hope that you enjoy the content today. Right now, we are going to be talking about copyright infringement. I have called Trudy Newell. She is in Australia. She is a podcaster out here on the Anchor platform. Her show is called Undies Funded Radio. She is also a musician. Her band is Confession and Denial. But right now, she's going to put her thinking cap on. She's going to be sharing some of her insights, some of her wealth of knowledge as a musician and as a podcaster, to give us some insights into the nuts and bolts of the copyright issue and how it affects us out here. So I hope this episode is of value to you. At the end, please feel free to message in if you were on the Anchor platform with any comments or questions, or obviously feel free to contact Trudy as well. Here we go. I'm going to let her speak for you guys. Here's Trudy.
Okay, so there is a difference in copyright as it stands, but this does not apply to podcasts at this time. There is no copyright that applies to podcasts at this time, no specific copyright laws, if you understand that. The digital realm has a lot of different copyright menageries that are happening, and copyright is very traditional copyright on paper, you know, in the non-digital age was very complicated as it was. So now we've got the freedom of posting whatever we like, and it is up to, the onus is on the creators of the content to police their content, to know when it's being used, which is a whole different paradigm than what the artists are used to. So, continued in the next message. I personally think that this is going to be an issue that the legal people find very difficult to define, because in traditional copyright, for instance, there is in sync licensing for movies and such, for recorded media, there's different types of licenses. So one is if you're using it as a theme song, like a movie title, the artist gets a lot more money. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I got a fortune cookie off Fiona. Anyway. Yum. So, where was I? I hate getting interrupted. Anyway, I probably have to do another message now. Wait. Every time I have to unlock this phone. I might move to the other phone and do this. Just give me a sec. And then we'll hear the difference between my headphones and my old headset, too.
Lulu's napping at the moment. It was a long journey for her to get here, 16 and a bit hours. Plus then, you know, we had a lovely dinner last night. So anyway, speaking in my expertise, having been working around things in the platform and just going on what we were talking about with copyright. Traditional copyright had three types of sync, what are called sync licenses, so synchronization licenses, which were heading music, like title music, which you got paid a lot more for, then incidental or background music, and then also feature music. So you see the difference between those two. Now, incidental music used to get paid a bit less than feature music did. So if you're going to feature something on your podcast, you need permission. If it's incidental music, I wouldn't worry about permission just yet, and this is why, coming up in the next message. If, for example, you're using music to build your brand, say Strong Body, Strong Soul. So if I did you a song that said, Strong Body, Strong Soul with Maria Humphries, oh yeah, feel the energy, right? That belongs to me. You can't use that without my permission. You shouldn't publish that without my permission. Now, on Anchor, we give implicit permission when we give a voice message saying whether it's private or not. However, that still does not give you ownership to the copyright, if that makes sense. I think I need a new message again soon. So, if you wanted to feature a bumper that someone sent you, you need to go back just for future-proofing sake, so that once you've got your sponsorships all nutted out, if you come up with any money through the podcast, people can't sue you and say you used their money and got money out of it. Hang on. I definitely still have incidental music, background music that plays within my posts. You really can't avoid it in this day and age. So they're going to find it very difficult when they do come up with copyright law for podcasting, how to characterize the payments for it. But just to be on the safe side, if you've got a segment that you're really precious about that you never want to be deleted, turn off background music, turn off any loops and subs that Anchor offers, and do it just your voice and just music that you've created or that you have permission and ownership over. Now I'll explain permission and ownership in the next message. So say, Maria, for example, that you really fell in love with that little hook that I delivered for your podcast and you were like, yeah, I definitely love that as a theme. It's got great energy, Trudy. Really love it. So what we would then do is go aside and say, okay, Maria, how much is that worth to you, to your podcast, to your brand? This is how I do my pricing structures anyway. This is how I do my deals. And I said, what do you think that it's worth to you? And that's how we come up with the price. And then you pay me for that work. I sign over that work and say that I will no longer hold you responsible for any copyright arising from that work. And that's yours, right, to look after. So what that means is then if anybody else starts using your copyrighted material that you own ownership of, right, that you've negotiated through me, that I've created. Wow, that was wordy. Hang on, next message. So say if you said to me, Trudy, this is worth $100 to me flat. That's what I've got to pay you with. This is what I think your work is worth. And this is what I want out of your work. I don't just want a bumper. What I want is music to go with it. Will you do music to go with it? And I'd say, Maria, absolutely no problem. The music will take me maybe a little bit extra work. Could we go with $150? And then you'll own that outright. Get to use it wherever you want, whenever you want, for whatever purpose you want. I have no claim to that anymore because I've signed it over to you because you bought it from me as a composition, right? Not as a track, not as a download or a stream. You bought it from me. You own it then. Does that make any sense? This is easier to do via conversation. I'm spewing, we can't do it via conversation. Anyway, I handle conversations better than these 1 minute messages. They make me ramble. So, if anyone does want to try me out as far as getting some theme music for their podcast, vlog, whatever media you want to use it on, once you own it, you can put it on. It's not limited to Anchor. You can put it on your YouTube. You could put it on a CD for sale. You could do anything with it. And it's yours, and you'll never cop a copyright violation from it because I don't use loops and samples. I make up the music myself using samples. So that means there's no copyright violations in it whatsoever from the beginning, from the ground up. I create the melody off the top of my head. Then I go back and create the music. Then I get someone to create the drum beat so that it's not a loop or a sample because I've got someone really awesome who does awesome drums, MIDI drums. So that costs me a little bit, but I get that done. And at the moment, I'm working on my studio setup. So if anyone does want stuff, they can contact me at condensation@gmail.com. That's condensation@gmail.com. But back to your original question, I don't think the incidental music is going to be a big factor. Don't worry about it too much. Anything you're using as a feature may become a problem. You really need permission for that. You really need to either own it so that you can move it around platforms, or have permission and licensing, which licensing is a whole nother episode. It's another 500 questions that I'd need to answer in order to fill you in. But you used to come from the music background, so what do you know about publishing and licensing, Maria? Your turn. Let me know if I've answered all your questions.
Wow, Trudy, thank you so very much for all of that great information. I hope you guys, the listeners, got some benefit out of that. Awesome. Please contact Trudy if you have any questions, comments, or want to hear some of her music from Confession and Denial. Also, I mentioned at the beginning, please feel free if you're on the Anchor platform to message in here to the show if you have any questions, comments, or any concepts that you want us to cover here on the Creators Council Show. I also forgot to say, use that applause button. If you're on the Anchor.fm app, there is a little applause button there. That way, here at the Creators Council, we know who you are out there listening if you're on the Anchor app. If you're outside the Anchor app listening in, that is perfectly fine, but you don't have access to that applause button. However, you can find us out there on social media in other places if you want to send in any messages or have any contact. You can find me, Maria, at Strong Body, Strong Soul on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook as Strong Body, Strong Soul. The Creators Council itself does not have pages yet. I have to talk to KT about that soon. But Kevin Touch can be reached out there on Instagram as well. I'll put a couple of links in the show notes here for you guys. His United Promotions page on Instagram is amazing. He's working really hard over there. That is why you haven't heard his voice very much here lately. But Trudy, Trudy, thank you so very much. Thank you, all of you, for tuning in. I'm Maria. This is the Creators Council. Have a great day. This is what I'm talking about. Messages. Messages from the listeners out there. Thank you, Trudy, for providing great content here in this particular episode. And thank you to anyone that chooses to take some time to message in here. Let's get a conversation started. Thank you, thank you. That's what it's all about. If Creators Council can help elevate you, enlighten you, and educate you in any way, we're here. Let's go. Here comes some messages for you guys.
Maria, D1 Legacy, great episode with you and Trudy talking about copyright infringement. Everyone and their mama, uncles, sisters, brothers, I don't care who it is. If you're doing podcasting, you needed to listen, or you need to listen to this episode. It's very important, because when we first started to obtain knowledge that Anchor was going to start monetizing, this is something I started to talk to people about. And a lot of people were brushing it off. They didn't pay attention. But I was telling people, be careful of the material that you're using. Because if Anchor is looking to monetize, that's going to kind of hurt you in the long run. But I'm going to need two segments for this call in. So I'll be right back. All right, Maria, I'm back for part two. And when I noticed, you know, when Anchor was going to start monetizing, that's what I started doing. I started to use my own material, because I make beats and make, you know, all different types of music. I said, you know what? Let me start using my own material. And I still thought it was going to affect my podcasting, but it really worked out for me, because it didn't have any effect on none of my past podcasts. You know, when I started using my own material, And all the way up to this point, I'm pretty much okay. But as you're noticing, a lot of people are like, or have already felt, they kind of faded off because they're scared of, you know, with the copyright laws, and they don't want to use, you know, other material. So it's something that has had a strong effect on a lot of the people who are doing podcasting on here. But I'm going to need a part three because I have something else I got to add on to it. All right, I'll be right back. And for part three, Maria, I think what a lot of podcasters didn't understand why Anchor was moving in this direction is that Anchor's looking for you to be more marketable, promoting yourself, being more creative. And yes, a lot of people may not want to hear it, but yes, they want you to be more commercial. So, and what a lot of us don't understand too is like what Judy was talking about, not only can you use your own material that you create yourself, but there's also a lot of, you know, just to add on to what she was talking about, there are other third-party resources that you can go out here and use too, that you can use their material on your podcast. But I'm not giving up those tapes. Mm-mm. Only with people that's connected with me and building with me. But like I said, that was good stuff, Maria. Keep it going. Be connected with you real soon. Take care. Be safe. Peace.
D. Wynn Legacy, thank you so very much for taking the time to message in here. I love it. I love all your comments. Thank you. Thank you. And you are absolutely right. I think the Anchor platform does a brilliant job of providing us with so many different great tools and features. But as we discuss on this show, sometimes they're a little bit inconsistent and not reliable all the time. So I think that they are relying on the content creators themselves to be creative, like you just said, and create a show that's going to be entertaining, enlightening, elevating, educational, whatever you are out here for, you people listening, if you're a creator, why you are out here. Stay true to that, but use whatever tools you have at your disposal. Make your own music, lay down your own beats. Go check out DeWin and his show out here if you want to be in the know on some more. And keep tuning in here to the Creators Council. We'll be talking about more bells and whistles here on the platform. I do think that the platform itself is more meant to be a distribution platform, but we'll talk about that more later. For any of you tuning in right now, I so appreciate you. KT, thanks for creating this show so that we can banter about insights and ideas together. It's a community out here, the Anchor community. And if we can help people outside the platform get a little taste of what we're talking about so they can come in, that's great too. I love it. It's awesome. But I want to let you know that I won't be checking this show. The hosts, KT, Uncle Mike, Amarias, and I, we aren't going to be checking out the messages that often here. So if you do message in here to the show and we don't publish it right away, please don't be offended or worried. Hang on tight. We'll get to it when we can. It may take a few days to continue this conversation, but that's okay. Your thoughts, your insights are safe. They're preserved here in the message bank. And we'll continue the conversation later. I appreciate your time. That goes true, by the way, on any of the episodes here at the Creators Council Show. They are all available to you. There is no expiration on them, of course. You are welcome to call in at any time to continue a conversation on any of the topics here. I am Maria. This is the Creators Council, developed by Kevin Dutch. Yeah, and we're all trying to squeeze in podcasting when we can. Or not. Some people are in professional studios. We'll talk about that more another time, too. Thank you, Anchor, for making that a possibility for all those people in New York. Bye. Oh, for God's sake. See what happens? I'm here for just a few minutes checking on the Creators Council show, and things are going crazy. This just came in. Another call from DeWin. I love it. And then he got me all going on a rant. You'll see. I mean, you'll see. And then I'm signing off. I got things to do, places to go. New Year's celebrations to partake in, people. Happy New Year, everybody. And thank you so much to Wynn for this message. And thank you, Trudy, for the great content in this episode. Talk to you guys soon.
Hey, Murray, this is some extra. But, yeah, you're really starting to see the effects of people who, a lot of people were talking about how they wanted to make podcasting their career. They wanted podcasting to be their way to make a living. But if you don't do your due diligence and understand what you're dealing with, this is what happens. And when I was trying to warn people coming up on this day and this time that we're living in right now, when it comes to podcasting, nobody wanted to listen. You're listening now, aren't you? But like I said, I'm willing to help anyone who wants to help. And it's the funny part about it, it's actually easier than you think. But keep doing what you're doing, Maria. Really appreciate this podcast with you and Truly. Really learned a lot. And I hope to connect with you soon. Take care and be safe. Peace.
DeWin, you are on fire. Thank you so much. I just got your bonus call in as well. I'm going to go ahead and publish it for everybody. And just so we're all clear, I just said in this episode too, if I don't get back to you for a few days, don't worry. Don't be offended. Anybody out here listening, the Creators Council is an amazing show. It's a great place. It's going to be brilliant to be able to toss ideas around no matter the content we are all creating in the best way we can out here. And like you were just saying, oh yeah, are people doing this as a career or just for fun? Are they trying to make a difference in the world? Whatever the case may be, let's all help each other. Let's all rise together. One rises, we all rise. And to win, I so appreciate your offer to help anybody out here. Please, listeners, take him up on it. And keep coming back here to the Creators Council too. DeWin, I hope you comment on some of the other episodes. I really value your insights and your rational way of describing things. I think it'll be so helpful for listeners. Keep coming on over to the Creators Council whenever you have a chance. I would love to share your voice some more. As you can see, using the messages is actually a really nice way of keeping things really focused and to the point, because I don't want people to have to spend a lot of time on this show. I want to get straight to the point if we can. So once in a while, we will be doing conference calls. Those record with friends, by the way, if you've checked those out lately, I don't know if you realize that they have changed now. Only two people are allowed on the call, because DeWin, in the old days, I would have said, let's get you, me, and Trudy on the phone, the three of us together. But we can't do that anymore. And that's okay. Change is the only thing that is a constant. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much. It's Maria. Bye. Here I go rambling with messages, as is my way on occasion. But just in case for any listeners out there, if you missed the segment or episode that I did on messages, one of the great things about messages is that you can use the message to another station on your own station. Sometimes I create whole episodes built with my outgoing messages. That's why sometimes I'm a little more verbose out here. So DeWin, those great calls that he made here to this show, Creators Council, he can also use those on his own show to create an episode. It's brilliant. It's actually our little workaround since we don't have echoes anymore. Why not use the messages? If you're going to say something brilliant out there in the world, you might as well put it in a message so you can use it on your own show and have somebody else be able to share it also. Okay, bye. Okay, here I go with one last thing, I promise. Here is a little bit of original music performed by Nick Diaz. He's not on the platform anymore, but you can always make your own music out here, just like Trudy and DeWin were saying. Sometimes I sing on Tim Araneta's show. Sing Song Saturday is available out here on Anchor. You can always sing a tune. I don't know if we'll get in trouble for singing somebody else's lyrics. But just like Trudy was saying, there are no real rules yet about podcasting. So here's some of Nick Diaz. Enjoy and Happy New Year.